Hello, hello, welcome. We're so glad to have you here today. We're talking podcasting, by the way. You're listening to our podcast, and we're going to talk about podcasting today. I'm here with my business partner, Jen Foster of Elite Online Publishing. Hey, Jen.
Hey everyone, how are you doing today?
I hope everyone's having a fantastic day. I was singing the song, It's a Beautiful Day by Michael Bublé today. It just made me so happy, a great way to start the day. And it was sunny outside. So I hope everyone's having a good day wherever you are listening to us or watching us today. So I mentioned we're going to talk podcasting. Jen and I were reminiscing. We've had this podcast for between 8 and 9 years. And when we started, we had to explain it to people when we wanted them on the air what a podcast was. They're like, what's a podcast? And didn't understand what it was for. And so now we feel like everybody and their brother has a podcast. It's just like, every celebrity is now starting their own podcast. So we're going to dive into like why you should have a podcast, why people are listening to podcasts, the future of podcasting, all of that good stuff. And we have expert Joseph Schinwald with us today, and he owns Guest Experts on the Air. So he helps people get booked on podcasts and has been on a lot of podcasts. So he's going to bring a lot of expertise to us today. Joseph, thanks for coming.
Thank you, and so happy to be here, Melanie and Jen, and lovely audience. It's a
Great. Well,
pleasure.
tell us, Joseph, a little bit about your background and how you got into podcasting. And you're coming to us from Spain today, so tell us a little about your journey.
I just like interviews. I have lots of experience with it. I was working for a hemisphere newspaper in the editorial house in Buenos Aires. I wasn't a journalist, I was the manager, and I got invited to television. So 50 times. So each time I went there to the studio and I came out, I was just happy and I got clients from it. And then when I had the chance to go into podcasting, like the podcast booking agency, which I run, I was excited about that. I get to know now those extraordinary individuals, those people who are very accomplished, such as you. And, I was just really fascinated, and I'm still because I read their books. I get to know people like in spirituality because I have the business leadership and the spirituality. I do other things also, like experts from dating or other areas, but mainly it's business leadership and spirituality. So, you get to talk with people, your clients, like in spirituality, where usually would like sit at their feet, like in front of the Dalai Lama. But now you can talk with them. It's very easily. That's the beautiful thing with podcasting. So that's how I got into it.
Well, we are in the publishing business, right? We're making people best-selling authors. And so many times they want to know, how do I get on a podcast? And we've told them, I'm old school, right? I started in television when television was big and there wasn't internet as when I was in television and owned a broadcast, two broadcast stations. And it used to be you wanted to be on TV. And now I tell people, really, to promote your book, you really want to be on podcast is a better way to go because you can really niche down and find the podcast that's your audience for your book. But the big question is, how do I get on podcast? What should someone have prepared and be able to do, whether they're doing it themselves or even with you, like a speaker sheet, or what should they have and how do they get on podcast?
Yeah, I have actually a little present at the end of the show. It's on my website and it's an ebook. It only has 30 pages and it's how to get on
Perfect.
podcasts, on the fast track to get on high-end podcasts. And there's a methodology which is very simple. So, in other words, you do need the search engine, which is Listen Notes. It's free, but you can also pay for it. It's a little bit better. You get the emails of the podcasts. And what you do is basically the simple strategy is you have to write a pitch, basically a positioning for yourself, because that's you have to, in an email, you have to position yourself like a strawberry in front of the podcast host. There has to be a resonance. There has to be, you have to have listened to episodes. You have to be able to make that resonance happening so that the podcast host will say, I like that guest on my show because he will enrich my podcast. He will be excellent for my audience. He will bring content. So there is this very important aspect, and what the methodology is very simple. Basically, you look for similar guests, similar experts. Let's say if I am an organizational change expert, I would look for similar experts in the world, right? Then I would look on which podcasts have they've been on. And then I know where I should be on also. And then I know where I have to, what kind of podcast hosts I have to reach out to. So it's that ebook, which I have at the end. It explains it very simple. You can do it afterwards right away. Actually, it doesn't take long to do it. It's a good shortcut.
That's great. We'll make sure we put that link up for sure in the show notes. So tell us, Joseph, what kind of equipment do you need, or what do you, if I wanted to be on podcast, do I need special microphone or special camera, or can I just use my laptop, or how does that work?
Yeah, it's really simple. I mean, your laptop is good. And I have had many times just like a normal microphone like this, like you said, but now I got a better one for $100. It's a blue, what is it called? Blue something.
Yeti?
Blue, exactly. Yes, mm-hmm. That's what it is.
And that's what I have too. See, you just can't see it. Mine's gold.
That's very good. So it's easy. And you know what the best thing is? There's a free website out there. Mm-hmm. Where you can get all your questions answered. One question, one answer, right? With all the websites and academic papers if you need, and also YouTube videos. Just one question, you get one answer. You probably know that website. It's an AI website, and it's called perplexity.ai. So if I go to perplexity.ai because I want a podcast, or I want to start the podcast, or I want to go on a podcast tour, I want to be on podcast as a guest, mm-hmm. And you ask one question after the other, and you get one answer after the other, and it's the best ever. You don't get any better advice.
That's really good.
It's working with AI.
I love that. I haven't used Perplexity yet. We use ChatGPT, but I'm going to have to dive into Perplexity because this is like the third time I've heard about it. So.
Yeah, I use ChatGPT also all the time, and it's very important when you do podcast guesting or when you do research, of course. But the perplexity.ai it's all based on the same basic open platform, right? But it's just different, has a different purpose. Let's say, you know, that's what I just, when you have like a project and you want to say, you know, I never did this before. What should I get as a microphone? What should I get as a, you know, and you have one question at a time, it will get you the best answers, and it will have next to it all these YouTube videos and all the research, the websites where it got the information from, so you can dig deeper.
So it gives you the backup. I like mm-hmm. that.
So tell us, like, why should I be a podcast guest? Why should I pursue being a guest on podcast?
Yes, that is, you know, even it's, when we look into the future, it looks very bright for podcasting and podcast guesting, very bright, because every year we get according to statistics, every year we get a growth rate of like 30%. So in 2030, it will be $160 billion market. And we have already 500 million listeners as of 2024. Why should I go on podcast? Well, branding, storytelling. You have all these other possibilities. You know, if you think that people don't listen enough to you because you have written this book, of course, you're in publishing, mm-hmm. and just an advertising on Facebook is just not enough, mm-hmm. and an article on your website, blogging or guest blogging might not be enough. Well, podcast guesting will be enough, because just imagine you get 40, 45 minutes, half an hour, to talk about your expertise. And at the end, you can talk about your book. You shouldn't be promotional, but the podcast host will always ask you, how can they stay in touch with you, right? Mm-hmm. So you get such a long time to talk about about your brand. And people, after all, they will trust you because they trust already the hosts. Now, you come along and you have been invited, and then they trust you because they have been listening so long to you. If they're really interested in your expertise, in your deep expertise, in your framework, they will buy your book. It's just mm-hmm. interesting, right? And so that's why you should be on podcast host, because what you are podcast as a podcast guest on podcast and not on average podcast. You want to right away go to the high-end podcast, because they take you as much as the average ones. The average one, they will take you tomorrow. They are hungry for content, but you don't get so much exposure. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's a roll of dice. You might wonder, is anybody listening to it, right? Mm-hmm. Also, the host, sometimes they are not asking you poignant questions, which you deserve if you've written a book. So you want to go right away to the top level podcast. As I said, you look for similar experts. We have Debian, and then you go to the same podcast. That's my strategy. It's a very simple one. So ultimately, it's about branding. We're talking about branding. What is a brand? A brand is what people tell about you when you're not in the room. Mm-hmm. And they don't know these kind of things about you when you just do this Facebook advertising.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it also. You know, there's many advertising possibilities, and you should network. The next thing is the networking. You should do it because you will network. Now you get on podcasts where the podcast hosts are similar to you because, you know, you're talking about maybe about, let's say, inbound marketing, right? That's your expertise. So you get podcasts, they are experts in it, or just marketing, or they can be even broader. But ultimately, this will be a network more and more. You've been talking with them half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You know them on LinkedIn. Now you're getting, the networking aspect is incredible.
Yeah.
You can refer people because, you know, and I've done it, you know, somebody has, like one of my clients, Faisal Hawk, he is a 3 times Wall Street Journal bestseller right now. This is 3 books. And there is a lady, she is a corporate storyteller from, and anyway, she launched her book and she wanted to know, how do you launch a book the best way?
Mm-hmm.
So I knew a little bit, but I said, you know, I'm connecting you with Faisal.
Mm-hmm.
And then they talked. So, you know, the networking, we should not overlook it.
I love
branding,
the networking.
Networking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love the networking aspect as well. One of our first, well, the first season that we had our podcast, we called it Hot Chicks Write Hot Books. And we interviewed, I went on some Facebook group and that local here in Utah. And I said, you know, anyone who has a book and wants to be on our podcast, you know, comment or DM me. And we got this girl come in and now she's my best friend and we hang out all the time. So
I have some really good friends since I do the podcasting
trips
thing,
and river rafting trips and all these trips. And I mean, we've been friends now for 8-9 years now, all because she was on our podcast. So you just never know what it's going to do for you.
Yeah, there's a lot of chemistry because you're already resonating, because that's why you are on a podcast. It's just very much like the natural world. You're meeting people, synchronicity, right? And there's attraction, the law of attraction, of course. But with the podcast, it's just technology. I mean, we are talking now, but that's an accident, right?
Well, tell us, what's the future of podcasting? Because some people say, oh, I don't want to start a podcast, or I don't want to be interviewed on podcasts because there's just so many, you know?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm very interested in this topic. So if you would have, if you would have a headset on, I would say, hold on to your headset, because the future of podcasting is wild, I think. You know, you can now, as you know, and I'm not going too deep into this, but you can have your podcast with AI in different languages, where you can have it already, but it's not feasible for everybody. But that podcast you have right now, you can have it in Spanish. It's, you just upload your voice, as you know. You upload a video of yourself if you want, and you will be talking in Japanese and all these languages. It's going to come. In other words, you know, there are many podcasters, they would benefit greatly from having a podcast in India. Mm-hmm. Or India, they speak also English. Let's say in China, or maybe in Latin America particularly, right? There's a huge continent. Or maybe some, you know, spirituality. Imagine if it goes out to some African country, whatever. So things we know already so much, you know, mm-hmm. about spirituality. But suddenly this Eckhart Tolle talks about in a Sahuli dialect, you know, imagine, right? So this, the other thing is, of course, that all the technology is better and better. Now, how much did you have to pay when you had your podcast interview and then you had a freelance somewhere and you said, I want you to find the best highlights from my interview and cut it down to 20 clips. And this is my social media strategy. That's content marketing. I want to use this. Well, it would cost you $500. Well, now there are these websites out there, video.ai, for instance, and you get the link from YouTube, from your own interview, and you put it in, and in 1 minute or 2 minutes, you have 25 clips. Now you can also format those clips now for all the different media formats, like Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, whatever you use, and you have a perfect content marketing strategy. You know what? It's like so much work all the time to write articles and to do these things every day. But here, with just 10, 15 minutes a day, you're getting on all these platforms out. And it's a small snippet with nicely formatted, nicely aesthetically well done. You know, people can read. And what it does to your brand, much more than just a podcast, which is somewhere out there. There's this 15, 20 platforms. Yes. It's fantastic. It does the marketing is automatically. However, when you are on your on your social media platforms, and you have your audience and your wider audience, and you can grow it. And your audience doesn't know you too much either yet, maybe, you know. They know you, but not like so deep. They don't know that you're the go-to expert, maybe. They don't know that you're the authority on that subject. But now they see all these clips all the time. And then they will think, because the myth and the reality is a different thing. The myth is that you are getting invited all the time because you're the thought leader and the expert. The reality is that you have been, that you had an agency or you did it yourself, and you actually pitched and you researched yourself and you got invited afterwards. That's reality. And so, but you get these benefits of the myth that you have been invited all the time and you're talking when you talk, then this is deep. And, you know, and so how should I say it? This is the future of podcasting and podcast guesting as well, because the social media already, you can see so many videos. And it's interesting, right? It's just a little snippet, but I love it myself. I mean, Instagram, you go there and you get like, just to sit, have a coffee, and a few minutes, you get this great inspiration.
Yeah, sometimes I like the snippets better than the full interview, or even better.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, who is going to the full interview? These are the people who are subscribed to the podcast, yes. But you know, most of the social media, they're not going to subscribe to podcast usually. They now see you. And even if they don't listen to you, they see your clip. They now think, oh, there's Joseph Schimmel. He's like the expert on podcast guesting.
Right, right. I love that. And I love the networking part too. Like you say, you know, like you're now being introduced to our list of people, and we're going to be introduced to your list of people because you're going to share the podcast on your social media and the clips on your social media and vice versa. So now all of a sudden we have new audiences for each other, whether you're hosting or you are a guest on there. And that, I wanted to ask you, because your business is really helping people get on podcasts. How do you decide what company to pick? There's a lot of companies out there that are saying, hey, I can get you on podcast. What should they look for when they're choosing the company? And what kind of pricing is like normal pricing? So they're not like, oh my gosh, I paid a lot more money than I should have. Or so give us kind of an idea.
Yes. Well, you definitely want to choose a company which is transparent with the processes. You want, because you want to know what, you know, they're hiding, that they do the positioning for you. They research the podcast for you. You want to have a look into this when, before they send it out, you know, and you want to have the right podcast, because it hurts your brand if you suddenly are on podcasts which are not good, you know.
Yeah, I want,
not the best.
So when you, before you finish up, I want to make a story about that. And then you'll continue to tell us what to look for. We had a friend of ours who had a booker. And they booked him on a podcast, and it was the guy's very first podcast episode he'd ever done. I mean, everyone has to start somewhere, but he was paying a service to get him booked on that. And then, you know, he has nobody subscribed, nobody's seeing it. So that's kind of what you're saying. You want to make sure you're getting high quality.
Yes. You want to have, but there are certain aspects, I say it really fast, you know, you want to, not just that you are very picky with the agency, yes, you want, you don't want like a corporate phase where they say, pay me $3,000, we give you 10 interviews. Actually, the price for an interview, for a good interview, should not be more than $200, right? But that's a good marketing budget, because now you get on, let's say, a package of 10, then you pay $2,100 and you get really on 10 super podcast. A super podcast is like a 1% global rank. That a global rank, you don't have to explain it right now, but there are some indicators that are the podcast where you have get around 5,000 to 10,000 listeners. So you get 10 for $2,100. That's a good investment. But you know, let's say I do also something before somebody makes that commitment. I say, I have an experience package of 3. I give you another bonus package, a bonus interview. So they get 4. For only $700. And then they can decide whether they want to go. And afterwards, always on a 10. But the pricing is different of different companies. I think average is around $200, $210 per interview. Now, the real thing is this. When you go on a podcast tour, which is just that you are choosing, you understand that, okay, I'm not going to get the best podcast. I'm just buying one podcast interview. I get that best podcast ever. And then I have a million listeners. That's not going to happen. So you understand that it will average out. You're leveraging one after the other, the audiences of each one. And if, you know, I have clients, they had 40 interviews, 40. They got 40 interviews from me over a period of time of a year. But, you know, this is immense. But they have been talking to some, they put the headset on but they spoke to their microphone four times a month, an hour. And they already are experts. They don't have to, they don't get nervous. They just talk, right? So mm-hmm. But there are a lot of elements. There's, you know, public speaking. It's for a lot of people, the fear of death, you know. But then there are people, they say, well, it doesn't do anything for me. You have to have an ecosystem of profitability. I mean, you have to have a funnel, because when you talk and the people come to you, they should be able to subscribe to your newsletter, or they want a coaching call, they should book it, be able to book it. If they want to buy that book, they should be able to see it on that website. That should be easy, the website, because you have, let's say, my website, guestexpertsonair.com. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're sitting in the car listening to the podcast, right? So that should be easy when they come home, oh, I remember it. Or then they see it in the show notes. That's very important. But I could tell a lot about this topic now, because that's what I'm always in touch with my clients. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's so important also that you, like in your, in our interview now, you know, there are podcasts, they ask you, so what questions should I ask? And I'm a lot on podcasts. I do what I preach. And then I say, well, you can ask me this. And then I get exactly the same questions. So uninteresting. It doesn't interest me. You want to talk from a different perspective each time. You want to be open. It's a free fall. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when people ask poignant questions like you, and it's a little chat, and they dig deeper. And that's a conversation. That's a chat. That's what you want. You want a conversational mm-hmm. episode. That's yes. what my clients always want. They don't want anything else.
Yes, I agree. I like the conversational episodes the best, too. Well, to wrap up, tell us, what kind of AI tools are you using and what works best for podcasting? Besides the Perplexity, which you already talked about. I know you talked about Clips and some other things. What other kind of tools can people use for AI?
Well, I have a podcast myself, and I use just Audacity to edit a little bit. So I'm not the expert in this, but it's my hobby podcast. I need to podcast also because I like it, what I do. But for a guest expert, the best is definitely do the research, to do good research about the person you want to talk to, the host. You know, you can do the research with ChatGPT. You know, you just have to put in the website, as you know. ChatGPT, everybody knows it. And put in the website of the person you're talking with. You will know what their preferences are, what their books are, they're written, what their expert, where they have the expertise. You go to their social media, do all this, it's fine. But also use the ChatGPT, because you can even ask, how do we resonate? You know, I can put my website in there and I can say, how do we both resonate? A beautiful question, because when you're on the podcast interview, you will remember it so quickly. You don't have to memorize this at all. You will remember it immediately, and you will have a nice resonance. The other thing is Perplexity.ai, because there you can prepare for all kinds of questions, like what kind of microphone is the best for podcast casting and stuff like this, but other things also, and you get we talked about it. What else? Very important, when you have done your 3, 4, 5 interviews. So now they are being published. They are lagging indicators and leading indicators. Leading indicators, you're pitching, you get the interview. That's leading. You have to do a lot to get that. Disciplined, a few hours, at least a month. And then you do the lagging indicators. First is the booking, then it's the publishing. And then not that first the booking, then it's the interview, then it's the publishing. So there's sometimes 2-3 months, right? And then you have it published. So what happens now? Nothing. You can put it on your website. Nice. It gets maybe in the first few days 10,000 listeners. Nice. It's all good. But you know what? You have to work with those two tools, which is, well, one I know now, the other one I don't remember, but it's the first, which I know absolutely, and I will say, send it to you later on so you can put it in the show notes. It's video.ai. Mm-hmm. What it does is it makes your clips. It makes 25 clips. And then you can choose the format, and it's always very beautifully. And you can look at it's really nice. This is very important for anybody who wants to really market his or her interviews on social media, and they will love it. It comes with so much joy. That whole thing comes with so much joy, you know, to see yourself being interviewed, and it's out now. It's so much more joy than just writing an article. That's also nice, you know? So that is very important. The other one is opus.ai, but I'm not sure it. I'm going to send you the link afterwards. So okay. One is video.ai. So these are the three main ones. But, you know, if you're a podcaster, then you definitely should go to 11labs.com because it does give you, it gives you audio. If you have written a book, you get it an audio book. You know, it's like everything becomes audio with that one. And then very important, I think, but in the future, Jay Han is very good. Hey Chen.com. I'll send you this so you can put it in the show notes. That one, well, that's not necessary for podcasting, but that's the future because you will be able to do your podcast then in different languages, which can be very good. Your own podcast in different languages.
Oh, yeah. That's a transcribe.
So now that's the list. That's the list.
I like it.
So I send it to you right after AI this. Open. I send you this. Yeah, I send you this email right after this.
Okay, so we've got Video AI, Opus AI, 11lapses.com, and HN.
You know. Okay, that's good.
Yeah. And then you can send us a list. So make sure I got it just right. So exactly. That's beautiful. So we are all about AI, making your life easier, faster, be smarter, stop trading time for money. Like you say, using this where it used to cost you $500 and take hours to do something. Now it can happen in seconds or minutes. And being able to stay on top of that. So that's real important. And kind of on another note, like you should be doing that with your business. Look at all your different aspects of your business and how you can use AI for it. I agree.
Yeah. Well, tell us, Joseph, where people can go to get booked on podcasts and to get more information about you.
Yes, that's for everybody. When they are interviewed, just tell them the website. Because everything should be there, you know, everything. I have a free ebook. So when they go there, it's called guestexpertsonair.com. That's the website, guestexpertsonair.com. And because I have a free ebook to download for you, doesn't cost any other even email, but it's a beautiful, very interesting ebook. It's called guestexpertsonair.com/podcast promo.
Okay. We'll put that up in the show notes, podcast promo.
That's the book. You will love it. It's 30 pages. It's nice. It's nice.
Great. Well, I'm going to go download it now.
Yeah. Go download it now. Awesome. All right. Well, go get that book. And we have a book called Podcast Authorized that tells you how to turn your podcast into a book and a book into a podcast. So Check that out as well. It's on Amazon and everywhere books are sold and on our website, Elite Online Publishing. So remember to subscribe to our website and share it. And I hope you all start listening to podcasts, create a podcast or be a guest on podcast. And we'll see you next time right here. And have a great week, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, are you looking to increase your revenue, build credibility, and elevate your brand? This podcast is brought to you by Elite Online Publishing, an innovative publishing and full spectrum marketing company. They will publish and market your book to make it a number one bestseller. Becoming an author is the best way to market your business. So contact them at eliteonlinepublishing.com today. All of their authors become number one bestsellers.